Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where two great trials are still going on. No, I don't mean the trial of Paul Gosar. That's been settled for now. And there are some ramifications about the Congress of the United States and the way people feel about the Congress and the way the Congress has demonstrated its own basic failure on all sides to come to terms of the real issues before the country, which are more significant than a very controversial congressman from Arizona putting out a stupid, nasty, unamusing, tasteless, but basically irrelevant video. Is this really what the leaders of the country should be debating? What we should be debating, what we should be talking about, and will be, is these two cases, the case of Kyle Rittenhouse and the case of Ahmaud Arbery. Now, it's interesting because what we're talking about here, it's a Kyle Rittenhouse trial because he shot three different people, two of them fatally. But because there's only one individual who was shot, we refer to it as the Ahmaud Arbery trial, not the McMichael trial or anything like that. But the amazing thing about it is that both these cases have the same powerful lesson. And people would have to be blind not to see it. I mean, obviously, what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse, does anybody think it was good? This is why, I mean, there have been several pieces that have been written that no, Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't be treated as an American hero. Kyle Rittenhouse was a victim and a victimizer both. And that very often happens to people who are involved in criminal violence. And is this going to be judged to be criminal violence? It actually, I don't know, there's questions now about whether they are going to get some kind of mistrial because the fellow who kicked Kyle Rittenhouse in the head has now been identified, and he is a career criminal. He's a bad guy. He was not one of the people who got shot. Should the life and the long-term contributions to society of the people who are victimized in a case of a shooting, should that be highly relevant? No, it shouldn't, frankly. What is relevant is your behavior when you're right there. But what is the message that both these trials have in common? The message is support the police. Don't take policing into your own hand. One of the worst trends in America, and you see it on the left a lot, and you see it on the right also to some extent, is this notion that, no, we can't trust the law enforcement authorities, we have to take matters into our own hands, we have to do the policing ourselves. In other words, the claim right now with Travis McMichael, who was testifying in the Arbery case, is that there had been somebody who had been harassing the neighborhood, and they saw Arbery jogging in the vicinity and thought it might be him. So, as they made clear in testimony today, instead of actually going and calling the police or calling 911 or getting people to do something about it, what you have is Travis McMichael and his father and their friend, all of whom are now on trial for murder and very likely and very deserving of getting convicted. It seems to me inconceivable that given the fact that they actually chased, they weren't being chased. I mean, with Kyle Rittenhouse, he was being chased at one point when he shot the Mr. Huber, the second of his two victims, two fatal victims. There was also Grosskreutz, who was shot in the chest. But the idea being that Rittenhouse was being chased. The McMichaels, father and son, in two separate pickups, were chasing Arbery. One can argue that some of the angry demonstrators who were confronting Kyle Rittenhouse were looking for a confrontation, that they are at least as much responsible for a confrontation, if not for the deadly consequences, as Kyle Rittenhouse himself. That's not true. There's no indication, not the slightest indication, that you saw Ahmed Arbery looking for a confrontation. He wasn't. He was trying to run away. And then he was trapped between two pickup trucks. It's completely outrageous. And I do think that that in this case, the prosecution is handling its job very skillfully. And it should be a very clear job. And there should be very serious consequences for the people who killed this young man. And that, it seems to me, is one thing that Americans can agree on, or should be able to agree on. 1-800-955-1776. Now, this is not to compare Kamala Harris with a murderer, but she is just a political disaster. She is the gift that keeps on giving to Republicans. She was actually speaking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC, and she had her own explanation for what's happened to their approval ratings. This is a clip 10, please.
We had a tough poll for the president this week at ABC News with the Washington Post. Highest disapproval of his presidency shows that most Americans, shows that most don't think the administration is keeping its promises. How do you explain that, and how do you fix it?
You know, George, polls, they go up, they go down. But I think what is most important is that we remain consistent with what we need to do to deal with the issues that we're presented with at this moment.
Okay, polls go up, polls go down. Where exactly? I don't think anywhere have polls gone up at any point for Biden and Harris. Since he came into the White House, it's been pretty much, regardless of what's happening, straight down. Of course, very sharp straight down after Afghanistan, but no apparent rise because he passed the much-vaunted infrastructure bill. There's also this with Kamala Harris on why we're facing an inflation crisis under the Biden-Harris administration. This is clip 8A.
The economy as we head into the holidays. It's going to cost more to drive home for Thanksgiving, more to put the turkey on the table, more to buy gifts for the kids at Christmas. What can you do about these high prices? How long is it going to take?
Well, first of all, it's real, and it's rough. Groceries, the cost of groceries has gone up, the cost of gas has gone up, and as this is all happening in the context of 2 years of a pandemic, it's one of the highest priorities actually for the president and for me. And so we're dealing with this issue in a number of ways. Short term, one of the issues is the supply chain. We're seeing a bottleneck, and we need to relieve that bottleneck. Long term, we need to bring down the cost of living, and that's a long-standing issue. And so we passed this week the infrastructure bill, bipartisan infrastructure bill, and that's going to be about repairing roads and bridges and bringing high-speed internet to all feed internet families. But also we need to deal with the cost of child care, the cost of prescription drugs, the cost of housing. And that's what we intend to do when we get the Build Back Better agenda passed.
Uh-huh. And again, that the cost of child care, she is relating to inflation, and that somehow when you take care of the cost of child care for somebody else, what it's doing is part of what happens with inflation is the more money you throw into the economy, you pump in, the more the inflationary pressure. We will get to that. We'll get to a stunning new poll about the election of 2024. And also a very encouraging poll about people's attitudes toward guns. What does that mean? We'll get to it right now on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the Mattress Topper, and Towel Sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are a couple of new polls that both have surprising results. They don't trend in the same way. They actually trend not one way or as another way definitively in particular, but I do think they cast some light on where we are right now and what the American people are thinking, as we're now less than a year away from the very fateful election in which the Republicans are actually planning and already kind of measuring the curtains and the drapes for the Speaker's chamber and for the leadership of the House of Representatives about the from the election, midterm election coming up in November of next year. Okay, headline, and it's a piece by Zusha Ellenson in Wall Street Journal. Support for gun restrictions hits 7-year low. Now, wouldn't you think that at a time when crime is going up, Democrats who instinctively react to any rise in crime by saying we need more gun laws would be saying that even more strenuously? Instead, the indication is that with this rise in crime, partially because it's been combined with so many campaigns against the police and what Heather McDonald, I think, rightly calls the war against cops, that with all of that going on, people having less faith in cops, less faith in the government, frankly, to help protect you, people are more and more relying on guns on their own. And basically junking this idea that you can bring the crime rate down and make yourself safer by putting new restrictions on guns. The one of the big questions in the gun control debate, the ongoing gun control debate, is always why people believe that violent criminals who are obviously violating the law and know they're violating the law, they'll violate laws about mugging people or raping people or killing people. Those laws they'll violate. But a law against illegal purchase of a gun? Oh, no. That we wouldn't think of doing. It's a foolishness to believe that a law can basically, a law against guns can stop violence, but a law against violence can't stop violence is deeply irrational. In any event, I think more and more Americans are thinking that way. American support for stricter gun control measures has fallen to its lowest level since 2014, according to a Gallup poll released yesterday. The results of the October survey come as the number of violent crimes, including murder, has risen, and after Americans purchased a record number of guns in 2020. According to the poll, 52% of U.S. adults now say they want stricter gun laws. That's down from 67%, down from 67% to 52% since 2018. The 2018 poll was taken right after the Parkland High School shooting, and that left 17 people dead. After that incident, support for gun restrictions went way up. The question they ask here that they're talking about in terms of their response is people are asked, in general, do you feel that the laws covering the sale of firearms should be made more strict, less strict, or kept as they are now? And this retreat from back in 1991, they had 80% of Americans thought that gun rules should be more strict. I mean, and after Parkland, it was down from that 80%. That was 1991. But now to be having more and more people thinking it should be gun control laws should even be less strict. By the way, the other numbers, 52% want more strict regulations without saying what that means. 35% say they want to see it kept just as now, and 11%, that number is going up, say there should be less strict regulation of guns. Gallup found that 88% of U.S. gun owners now say they own a gun to protect themselves against crime. That's up from two-thirds in 2005. In other words, back in 2005, you had a lot of people said we own a gun because we like to go shooting, or we own a gun because we go hunting. But now the primary reason people have guns is because of the growing insecurity, and that just in the last couple of years, really since the just before the pandemic, growing insecurity about violent crime. The Gallup survey also found that 31% of U.S. adults say they own a gun, a number that has remained little changed for more than a decade. But what has happened at that time is there are more guns, because people who own guns, that one-third who own guns in a household, are more likely to own more than one. The number of federal background checks for gun purchases hit a high in 2020 of 21 million, according to an analysis of federal data by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and Industry Trade Group. The other poll that I mentioned that I found somewhat surprising, because I think there's a general sense, and it appears not to be true, and I think the fact that it's not true is a good thing. A general sense that basically we have a binary situation in American politics. You're either liberal or conservative. You're either Republican or Democrat. You either love Trump or you love Biden. And the truth of the matter is, I think more and more people are disgusted with both parties. Certainly, Joe Biden has not proven a popular alternative to President Trump. And it's not that when people get negative on Biden, they suddenly get more and more positive on Trump. It doesn't work that way. This is a massive new poll. It's one of those polls where I printed it out and it kept coming and coming out of the printer. It's like 30 pages of it. Don't worry, I'm not going to subject you to all of it. Just this. They asked a very simple question. Would you like Trump to run for president in 2024? Among Democrats, 94% say no. Is it a shock that Trump has not earned all sorts of new popularity among Democrats? No. Then independents. And remember that Democrats and independents together comprise over 60% of the electorate. Well over 60%. 73% of independents say no, Trump, don't run. And even among Republicans, a growing percentage, 40% now say they don't want Trump to run. Also, 26% of Republicans have an unfavorable opinion of him, 68% independents, 92% Democrats. Coming up, Middle East crisis again. We'll get to it.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices for everyday goods and services are on the rise in the United States, particularly at the gas pump. where economists estimate Americans are paying more than $1 more per gallon on average than last year. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of the Democrats' solution to open the strategic petroleum reserves.
You don't release your strategic reserves that are there in case you get in a really bad spot from a war or something. You actually increase your domestic supply. Now, why can't they do that? Because the climate change crowd is trying to put us out of the fossil fuel business, and it's causing all this increase at the pumps.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones, who was convicted in a 1999 fatal shooting, to life without parole hours before he was scheduled to be executed. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's some pretty alarming footage that actually was broadcast on Fox showing Iran having released that footage, showing a helicopter, an Iranian helicopter, approaching the USS Essex. And the Pentagon has accused Iran of unsafe and unprofessional conduct. Just shocking to hear that about this Iranian government. There's also a new and very alarming column by a friend of this show, the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren. And Ambassador Oren, who's now a member of the Knesset, says that Israel may need to do an attack on Iran sometime in the next few weeks. We don't have enough to worry about right now. Michael Rubin is an expert on Iran. He's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He's lived in post-revolutionary Iran and Yemen and both pre- and post-war Iraq. Michael, what is the deal here? Why is there all of a sudden new worry about a confrontation with the Islamic Republic?
Well, the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the international body that monitors nuclear issues, is coming out with a report, and according to leaks which have been published in Reuters and other outlets of the confidential report, they're complaining that the Iranians not only are stymieing inspections, but also refusing to install video cameras for monitoring that were never supposed to be disconnected in the first place. At the same time, the amount of highly enriched uranium has stockpiles have increased far beyond what Iran would need for a civilian nuclear reactor. And so this is starting to raise concerns. What's made Israel so concerned is that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has floated the idea for a temporary agreement in which Iran would be able to maintain stockpiles of 60% enriched uranium, which is more than halfway to a nuclear bomb. And what the Israelis say is, first of all, this violates previous agreements, and second of all, there's no way that this would be a temporary agreement. If you agree to this temporarily, it will become permanent in an instant.
So are you saying that Israel would make this move because of a fear that the United States would preclude any such move in the immediate future if they did a temporary agreement?
This is what's coloring the Israeli actions right now. What's worrying the Biden administration is already they've seen that the Israelis aren't willing to communicate their intentions and give the United States a heads up in the way they once had and in the way they did in the past, because frankly the Israelis are worried that the Biden administration would leak word of any impending raid to the Iranians. Now this makes it more dangerous, because if the Iranians do receive word, the Iranian air defenses aren't insignificant. The Israelis would be afraid of losing men, and it would make the job all the more complicated. What we're seeing is a complete hemorrhaging of trust between decades-long allies and security partners.
What do you think the right move would be of the Biden administration? I assume the Biden administration, to protect the world economy, if nothing else, would want at all costs to avoid a military clash between Israel and Iran right now. First of all, What could be done to head off that clash? And secondly, how would that clash likely go if it did go forward? Maybe that question first. What do you think the chances are of Israeli success in an effort like this?
Several years ago, I had asked retired Air Force General Chuck Wald this question. He was the four-star general, Air Force general, who led the air campaign on Afghanistan back in 2001-2002. And back of the napkin, he figured, look, Iran is about three or four times the size of Iraq. And unlike Iraq or Syria, where Israel's had strikes before, the program is diffuse. It's scattered all over the country. Now, if you're going to attack, you're going to go in with surprise. But once you drop your bombs, you're not going to be able to leave with surprise, and you might have to overfly Iranian territory for well over an hour, after the Iranians discover you're there. That means before the Israelis do anything, they're going to, against the nuclear program, they're going to try to take out command and control and air defenses. And so a back-of-the-napkin calculation is you're talking at least 1,400 sorties. So this would be a significant operation. And it's not clear that Israel could do it by itself. The nightmare situation for the United States would be that Israel would start something that others, including the United States, would have no choice but to finish.
And, again, so since that's the nightmare scenario, what can the Biden administration do, if anything, to head it off?
Well, this is where there's a great deal of frustration. If the Biden administration would take a more holistic viewpoint, they would see that every time the International Atomic Energy Agency meets, the Iranians feign some sort of willingness to negotiate, and once the IAEA gives its semi-annual report, the Iranians back away from doing anything. And so the first thing would be for the Biden administration not to fall into this diplomatic trap. One of the other concerns that people have is Biden and Secretary Blinken have worked to reverse the maximum pressure which former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo imposed on Iran. And so the Washington Free Beacon, for example, has reported that the Iranian treasury, the Iranian foreign exchange reserves, have replenished from around $4 billion to more than $30 billion. It's time to reimpose sanctions if Iran isn't going to uphold not just the sanctions which were imposed during the Trump administration, not just the issues relating to the 2015 nuclear agreement and whether or not the United States should have walked away from it. But Iran is still liable under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty agreement, which it has, and that hasn't changed. That's what it's in violation of and has been since 2005.
I know that in the past, when it was the Netanyahu government in Israel, whenever there was tension between an American government and the Israeli government, it would always be blamed on that crazy right-winger Bibi Netanyahu. Now there's a much more centrist-oriented coalition government in Israel. Is it similar or substantially different from some of the challenges during the old Netanyahu days?
Well, you know, this is something which I don't think the American audience, and especially the progressive community, fully understands. Within the Israeli public debate, the security debate has been settled long ago, and it has nothing to do with Netanyahu. I lived in Israel doing a postdoc at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem back in 2001-2002. That was the height of the suicide bombing campaign, and the Israeli government managed to basically shut down suicide bombings by 95%. With a variety of tactics, including building that border fence and so forth. And this has meant that among the Israeli electorate, whether they're on the left, in the center, or conservative, that they generally have a consensus about what Israeli security needs to be. They understand the threat which is posed by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Sometimes we project our own political debate onto them and figure that the left is a little bit fluffy when it comes to national security. That's not the case in Israel, so you can't expect anything different from the current government in Israel than you had with Bibi Netanyahu.
So the message is that if it were up to Naftali Bennett and Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid, you could expect the same kind of resolution and determination when it comes to the national security. Michael Rubin, always informative and always appreciated when you come on the show. You can read some of his latest commentary, post our website, michaelmedved.com. And we will be right back talking about a scandal coming up.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Michael Medved show, the Wall Street Journal, I think 2 days ago, ran a commentary where they announced triumphantly, we're number one. Where are we number one? Where, if you look at all of the countries that are in the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, the more advanced industrial, what's called the rich countries, the same kind of countries that were running the show in that triumphant climate conference in Glasgow. I know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we were number one, according to the Wall Street Journal, in terms of the rate of income taxes, federal, state, and local, if you combine them, of any country in the world, if the budget-busting Build Back Better bill actually gets signed into law. We would skyrocket up to 58% as a top rate of every penny you earn basically going into income tax. Really? Number one? Well, here's another scandalous, we're told, a scandalous number where we appear to be number one. We've been monitoring drugs and concerned with drugs for a very long time. It's been a serious public health problem. It is a huge contributing factor to homelessness, gigantic factor contributing to homelessness, to crime, to dysfunction. It is a burden on every single American family. And we just passed for the first time ever 100,000 yearly drug deaths, overdose deaths. That for the first time. And Douglas Murray, who's an author and political commentator, appeared on Fox News. And this is what he had to say about that particular milestone. This is clip four.
It's just a story that's just been going on for years relentlessly, and most news networks and papers just don't bother to follow it. You know, more than 500,000 Americans have died in the last 20 years from opioid overdoses alone, and that's been just escalating up year on year, as we've seen now. This is Americans dying now in historic numbers year on year. There are cities in America, I've visited quite a few myself, where you just see the effects of this. You know, I was in Ferguson last week and St. Louis, and you see communities that have just already been hollowed out by all sorts of economic forces, and they're hollowed out by these drugs, they're hollowed out by the opioids, they're hollowed out by the addictions and the deaths, and nobody cares about that, just like they don't care about the towns after they've been burned out. The media moves on, but these people don't, and their relatives can't move on. It's an absolute scandal that the most important country in the world, the richest, is going through this, and nobody seems to care.
And don't let it interfere with the Democrats' determination to legalize more and more and more dubious drugs. I mean, then that whole movement in Oregon to legalize everything, methamphetamines. Methamphetamine is a particularly disgusting drug. But this this does indicate to you one of the real perception problems we have in the country. We hit 100,000 deaths in this last year for the first time, drug overdose deaths. And how many deaths did we have last year from COVID-19? I believe it was about 300,000. I think more. But we are now over 800,000 total. And this just goes to that other poll that I was mentioning to you, and the same poll that has sort of a surprisingly divided feeling among Republicans about Trump running for president again. There is a majority that believe he should. 40% of Republicans say, please don't run for president again, Mr. President, Mr. Former President. But there's something else in that same poll that is remarkable. They asked how many people think COVID-19 is a serious problem in this country. And as of November of 2021, I mean right now, we're evenly split. It's only about half who say that COVID-19 is a serious problem. Among the unvaccinated, and that, again, is about 25% of American adults. Among the unvaccinated, 10% think that COVID-19 is a serious problem. You know, I wish that they're right. I hope that they're right. But that is actually not what the numbers or real reports show. Talk about serious problems. There is this commentary, and I think it bears repeating almost entirely because it's so good and they're so spot on. It's a piece called The Decline of Congress, and it appeared in the Wall Street Journal today. And they say Congress has a public approval rating of 22%, which makes us wonder what the 22% are watching. It can't be C-SPAN. If they paid attention to this week's spectacle involving Arizona Representative Paul Gosar, the 22% are likely to join the other 78% who disapprove of Congress. Mr. Gosar, a Republican, illustrates the decline of Congress in profile. He tweeted an anime video of the congressman himself attacking a character with the face of Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and swinging a sword at a character with President Biden's face. Now, this sounds, I mean, more artful than it is. This is extremely crudely done. And there's also footage in there of refugees and would-be immigrants at the U.S. border. And they are being opposed by the same heroic figure who assassinates Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and waves swords at President Biden. Mr. Gosar has since deleted the video. By the way, it's apparently back up, because he's, at least that is a report in one of the political sources in Hotline. Mr. Gosar has since deleted the video. He issued a statement saying the video was not meant to depict any harm or violence against anyone portrayed in the anime. The video is truly a symbolic portrayal of a fight over immigration policy. He has apologized to his fellow Republicans, though not as of this writing to Ocasio-Cortez. The episode reveals that many members of Congress now behave as if their job is to become social media influencers or cable TV stars, as opposed to actually accomplishing something. Health care and tax policy are so establishment. Tweeting a cartoon is a perfect metaphor for today's House of Representatives. Isn't that right? Democrats are naturally trying to exploit the episode for their own social media and cable TV gain, and on Wednesday, they voted to censure Mr. Gosar and to strip him of two committee assignments. Their political purpose is to use Mr. Gosar's tweet to assist their 2022 campaign narrative that the GOP is the party of inciting violence. This is overkill, says the Wall Street Journal, if we may use that word in this context, since it was a stupid cartoon, not an actual incitement to violence. The most recent case of actual violence against members was what? The 2017 shooting of Representative Steve Scalise by a deranged supporter of Bernie Sanders at a practice for the annual congressional charity baseball game. Mr. Scalise nearly died. And without Capitol Police on hand with guns, many others would have been shot. Mr. Gosar, who's 63 years old, but acts like a teenager on TikTok, deserves ridicule more than censure, which should be reserved for serious offenses. Stripping Mr. Gosar of his committee assignments is also over the top and will boomerang against Democrats when the GOP next takes power. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar's Twitter feed will be monitored 24/7 for anti-Semitic outbursts. They'll be there, not, don't worry. It's not as if the Democrats who run the House take the rest of their duties all that seriously. They're now awaiting a Congressional Budget Office score of their multi-trillion dollar spending bill, and they plan to hold a vote literally without hours before anyone has a chance to read, much less debate it. This really is the cartoon Congress, says the Wall Street Journal. And boy, are they right. When you think of the passion and the time and the focus expended on this idiotic altered cartoon and Paul Gosar at a time when we have such serious problems, this is not a Congress that is worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.